This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Can you believe that we're in the fourth quarter right now? So that means it is time for savvy strategic investors like you to take some action. And that action would be like creating a tax-efficient, inflation-adjusted income strategy now so you can stay ahead of the game later. Let's start off by getting this phone number in your head, in your phone, in your mind again, 916-367-6430. That is the way to reach out to Camille and to Jeff. Get started on your plan. Get on their calendar. Again, that number, 916-367-6430. You're going to hear us talk about the Monolith Money Map, which is what they have worked so hard for their retirees, a map to help you get to and through retirement successfully. Find out even more about Jeff and Camille online at monolithfinancial.com. And so here we go. Hello to you, Jeff.
Well, hello, Luann. And Camille, this is a great time of year for us because we get a lot of people calling us going, what do we do at the end of the year? So this show is going to be worth listening to and probably replaying, which you can go to our website. That's monolithfinancial.com. And hear a replay of this. So it is one of those things that everybody should be making sure that they're taking advantage of whatever they can do at the end of this year and do it before the end of this year.
Exactly. Yep. Camille, hello to you,
Jeff,
too.
Hello. Jeff pretty much said it. You know, it's the end of the year, so it's time to make sure that you've taken care of everything for the year, especially tax planning. And then to help strategize for the upcoming year, too. This is always one of my favorite times of the year. Just, I love all the holidays.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, always a lot of fun. And we want to help make your retirement fun and enjoyable as well. So I wanted to start off today by going ahead and starting with that end of the year checklist. So many people say, what do I need to do by the end of the year? What are some important dates for me? So I wanted to start by letting you listeners know some important dates to make sure you write down. So if you are of Medicare age, right now we have the Medicare annual election period. That goes from October 15th to December 7th. So if you have questions about which plan fits you best, I am definitely here to help you discover which plan would be the most effective for your goals as far as your healthcare planning. So give me a call if you've got questions on that. I can definitely help you out. And then one big question we get all the time is, when do I need to take RMDs? How do I take my RMDs? And so one of the biggest things I like to say is you have to make sure RMDs are taken by December 31st. And one big, big tip I have for all of you listening, don't wait. A lot of these bigger brokerage houses out there have now started to put some time constraints around when you need to have taken things by so that they can process them. So I always say make sure by the end of November, you have started the process of taking your RMDs, or if you're looking at doing Roth conversions, so ways of looking at making your plan more tax efficient, make sure you get those done by the end of November or you've started that process. You don't want to delay because some of these companies say, oh, you're too late. So I want to make sure all of you guys write that down. End of November, you should have your planning and your strategies planned out. And then if you're looking at doing any charitable contributions, those also have to be made by December 31st for tax reporting purposes. And then one big misnomer also I like to say is to contribute to your IRA, you don't have to do that by the end of the year. You do have until tax reporting time, April of next year, in order to contribute to those accounts. So those are a few little dates I wanted to give all of you listeners and help you prepare for a wonderful end of the year.
Yeah, thank you for that. And like you said, end of November, right? First of December, don't wait. Don't be calling, somebody at the end of December because it likely won't happen. But, you know, Camille mentioned, you know, Roth conversions, charitable contributions, ways to save on taxes.
Tell us about even more opportunities to potentially lower our tax bill for the future, Jeff.
Well, Luann, one of the things that Camille touched on was that charitable contribution. And that's something that you can, if you're over 70 and a half, and they're still using that number there, but if you're over 70 and a half, you can actually donate your RMD, your required minimum distribution, up to $100,000 and not have to pay taxes on it, yet it still qualifies for your required minimum distribution. So we have a lot of clients doing that. And we have some clients that are doing it to maybe 8 to 10 different churches or charities to take advantage of this. And then they can still do the standard deduction. And it's a way of kind of taking advantage of that. So if you're doing the standard deduction, there's a way that you can contribute to charities and churches with your IRA money, which will now allow you that deduction. And it's something that you really need to get to work on now. So make sure you pick up that phone and call 916-367-6430 and get on our calendar before the 1st of December. So you've just got a few more weeks to get on our calendar so we can get these things done for you.
All right. Very good. The other thing is I always like to say head to their website because there's some great information there. So it is at monolithfinancial.com. You can listen to our past shows. Plus, you can get some guidance there, download some guides. Anything that we talk about on our show is there at your fingertips. So thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to the Monolith Money Show. I'm Luann Fulmer here with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille. They are right here in Sacramento helping retirees just like you. So I want to get into those RMDs, required minimum distributions, Camille. For the people who turned 73 this year, what do they need to know?
The biggest thing you need to know is you need to take your RMD. And you definitely want to take that before the end of the year. So we are always suggesting do it at least by the beginning of December so that it gets processed on time and there's no rush and accidental forgetting because the holidays get around and we get busy doing other things. One of the biggest misnomers I hear a lot of people think and question is, do I need to take an RMD from each IRA account that I have? And the answer to that is simply no. So what the IRS looks at is if you've got, let's say, three different IRAs and the total RMD between all three of those is, let's say, $10,000, you could take $10,000 from just one of those accounts to satisfy all of your RMDs. So a lot of times we strategize to say, where's the best account to take it from? A lot of times we're looking at maybe the underperforming account so that you let the rest of the monies grow. Also a big thing, you cannot use RMDs as a Roth conversion. So if you are looking at doing a Roth conversion, it has to be above what your required minimum distribution is too.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I just have a quick question for you to clarify. How is it determined how much you owe, what percentage you owe for your required minimum distribution, Camille?
All right. I love this question. So what the IRS looks at is they look at your IRA account value as of December 31st of the year prior. So we're in 2023. They'd be using your December 31st of 2022 values. And then a lot of people go, well, what's the percentage? The IRS doesn't use percentages. They use a division factor, actually. So there's a lot of fabulous calculators out there that you can use to determine what's my required minimum distribution. And here's a little tip. If you have a spouse that is 10 years younger than you, you can actually take out less of a required minimum distribution. That is also available on these calculators out there. Or if you just say, hey, Camille, I need your help. Can you point me in the right direction? Give us a call. We'd be happy to help you discover what your required minimum distribution is.
Wow. So here's the number, 916-367-6430. Really important questions that you guys are answering today. Thank you so much for this as we talk about our year-end checklist. Can't believe it's already fourth quarter now. So, all right, I want to go to options for minimizing those RMDs. You mentioned Roth conversions. So can you kind of go a little bit more into those and just, you've told us before, but walk us through how that works.
Yeah. So I actually sat with a lady who had come to one of our presentations and she goes, you know, I'm working with an advisor and, you know, things are going well. She goes, but I am really concerned about taxes because this is the first year I have to take required minimum distributions. She goes, I don't need the money. Mm. And she goes, and now it's going to throw me into a whole new tax bracket and I'm going to have to pay more in Medicare costs. So upon this visit, we had come up with a strategy for her to not only look at converting her IRAs over the next 3 years. So she was going to actually bump her head on the top of the 24% tax bracket. And then over the next 3 years, all that money would now become Roth money. So 3 years from now, she is no longer going to have to worry about taking out forced distributions. So she was so excited and she was like, I can't believe I can even do this. And I said, and if there's a portion that you don't want to pay to the IRS and you feel a little charitable, then we can do what are called the qualified charitable distributions. So what you do there is you take up to $100,000. Or you can take less, but you send the money directly to the charity or church. And that is taking care of your RMD and it's not going on your taxes. So we came up with a wonderful strategy for her so that she could pay less to the IRS over her lifetime. And now in 3 years from now, she doesn't have to worry about RMDs. She was so excited. So Those are just some of the things that we can do. It's not a strategy that works for everyone. So you've got to give us a call to find out if it's something that could work for you.
And then I want to ask real quick, a lot of people want to know. So when you have to pay taxes, when you do the Roth conversion, do you include taxes in that money you're converting or should that just be outside funds?
Well, a lot of times, Luann, what we do is we withhold it when they take the distribution out.
Okay.
So we look at it and say, okay, you know, do you need this amount federal and this amount state withheld? But when do you have to pay it when it's time to file your taxes?
Right.
So if you took it out this year, you could wait until April 15th or what is California this year? I think is November 16th.
Oh, wow.
Is when the filing, filing date, depending upon which area you lived in. So again, check with your person if you haven't filed. Do you still have time to file? Who knows?
Right.
But it used to be April 15th.
Right.
And it was so simple then. But now it's more challenging. And that's one of the things we hear all the time is people that are working with financial professionals, but they're not working with them on their taxes or on their different strategies or on the different parts that we work on through your Monolith Money Map. It's all about having a plan and having somebody there that can talk about all sorts of things. Now, we're not CPAs, but we know stuff and we're here to help you. That's why if you took 15 minutes to give us a call. We'll give you a 15-minute call. You can ask us all these questions toward the end of the year, and we will help you out with your end-of-year planning. Give us a call now, 916-367-6430. Don't wait, because December 1st is coming up, and that's the cutoff time to go ahead and make sure you get your plan done for this year.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.